start over again.
The top.
You hold enough nun vov from Ralph. We're starting off from the top again. Hanoidim in Abayis. Someone that makes nitz and neder not to go into a house. A house is also to him. So locher is muta baliyah. He's allowed to go to the attic, upstairs. The upstairs is not called part of the bayis. Divri Rebbe Meir. That's where Rebbe Meir holds. When a person says a bayis, it means bedavka downstairs and not upstairs. No, aliyah b'chlal habayis. The upstairs is also considered part of the bayis. So if you make an issa neder not to go into a house, you can't even go into the upstairs either. Hanoidim and aliyah, but if you speak out clearly, you only make an issa neder by aliyah, the upstairs, then for sure mutter b'bayis. Then everybody agrees that you're mutter in the bayis. Because if you say the aliyah, you mean badafka, the aliyah, the upstairs, the attic, and you do not mean downstairs, the ikka, the bayis. So Mora says, if so, man tan, who's the tana, tadashin, the posik, b'bayis, is first of all, the rabbi says the yitziyah. So it's a shal exactly what the girsa should be. This is talking about the bayis of a nega. In that soul, you have a nega, b'bayis, it says the bayis is tummy. So the posik says, b'bayis, an extra bayis. So one drosha, the rabbi says the yitziyah. Posh means the beam that sticks outside the house. If you have a beam sticking outside, and there's a neger in the house, that's also tummy. Another drosha is, b'bayis, the rabbi says holiyah. That who adin, if you have a neg in the aliyah, in the upstairs, it also has a tumas abayis. So you see, you need an extra posik to be marber even the aliyah. So who's the tana? The chur of the posik would have just said the bayis, you would not know the aliyah. You would think a bayis means only inside the house downstairs. If there's a neg, the house is tummy. But if there be a neg upstairs in the aliyah, it wouldn't be tummy. That's why you need an extra base, the bayis, that even the aliyah. So who dashes this way? His Omer Rav Chizda Rabbi Meihi. The Chur of this drush has to go according to Rabbi Meir. Like in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir says if you make a neder from the bayis, the aliyah is not included. So stam bayis means downstairs, not upstairs. Therefore here, if the Torah wants to include even the upstairs, you need a drusha. Ba bayis, the extra bays, even the attic is also included. Because the Rabbonin, if this drusha goes according to Rabbonin, Ha'amri Rabbonin say stam, Ha'amri Rabbonin aliyah b'chlal ha'bayis. If so, lomali kroh, what do we need a posik for? Pshita, according to the Rabbonin, when you say bayis, you mean to include the aliyah. So the Torah would have said without the extra bayis, I would also know that if there's a neg in the aliyah, it's tamei. So, lomali kroh, babayis, ribui, why do I need the extra bayis, babayis, to make a ribui here, even without the ribui? Even without the ribui, it would be this way. Samar says, abayom, abayis says no. It could be afilu teimer rabbonin. Even if you want to say it goes according to rabbonin, boy kruo. Maybe here by negoyim, still I would need the extra posik. Why? The salga daita chamina, because I would have thought without the extra posik, it wouldn't be this way. Without the extra posik, I would have thought, but by the posik says, babayis eres achuzaschem. It says, abayis in eretz yisrael achuzaschem, that you have an achuza, that we live in eretz yisrael. So I would have thought the pasuk means ksiv that the mechuba ba'arya shmei bayis. That since the pasuk says ba'bayis eretz achuzaschem, what's called a bayis only if it's in eretz achuzaschem means it has to be the bottom floor that's attached to the ground. That would have tumas negoyim. That's called the mechaba ba'arya. It's attached to the ground. Shmei bayis. That's called the bayis for hilchas negoyim. But on aliyah, the upstairs, I would have thought. It's not called attached directly to the ground. Even though Avad is one house, in other halachas it would be called mechuber, it's called one house. But maybe here, if the Torah says, b'bayis eretz achuzaschem, maybe it only means the bottom of the house, the bottom, the ground floor, that's mamish attached to the ground. But maybe upstairs, it's not mamish mechuber l'aryah, maybe there wouldn't be any tumas negoyim. So therefore, I need an extra pasuk here, b'bayis, it tells us no. That Babayis means even that Aliyah also has Tumas Negoyim. So it could be this drosha even goes according to the Rabbonin, and we need a special drosha by Negoyim. Because otherwise I would have thought Eretz HaChuzaschem means Dafka, the downstairs, and not the upstairs. Now the Gemara says, Kaman Nozlu, who does it go like? Hodi Yamarafuna Abarachia, Mishmei Dula. Another halacha it says, Bayis Bebeistian Yimoichlecho. If somebody sells a house, he owns a few houses, and he sells the house to Reuven. And he tells Reuven, you should know, bayis bebeisi. I'm selling you a house in my house. That's what I'm selling you, Reuven. So now when Reuven comes to collect the house, is Mara Aliyah. He's allowed to show him to give him even an Aliyah, the upstairs. An upstairs is also called a bayis bebeisi. As when he first sold the house to Reuven, he didn't say exactly which house he's giving him. He just told this Shimon, told Reuven, I'm selling you a bayis badesi, a house in my house. He didn't say exactly where, what, when. So now when Reuven comes to collect his house, the meicher is allowed to show him an aliyah, the upstairs. So we have a diyak here. Why? Because time, what's the reason? The yomalei bayis badesi. Because he said an extra loshin, I'm selling you a house in my house. But since he said bayis bevesi, then he has the right to give him the aliyah, the upstairs. Ani meichlecho. Avu bayis tam, but mashmi, if the meicher would have just said to the buyer, I'm selling you a house, then any mar aliyah, then he would not be allowed to show him the kind of an aliyah, he would badafka to give him a downstairs apartment. Because mashmi, stam bayis means a tacht in a downstairs apartment, not the aliyah. You know why over here the meicher has the right to show him an aliyah, the upstairs? Because he said this extra lashon of bayis pavesi. So who does this halacha go like? Is leimer Rabbi Meyahi. L'chura goes according to Rabbi Meyah, like it says in our Mishnah, that stam bayis means downstairs, and not an aliyah, not the upstairs. So if he would have said stam, I'm selling you a house would mean downstairs and not the upstairs. The reason why over here he has the right to show him an aliyah and upstairs is because he said the extra lashon of bayis pavesi. But the kasha, according to Chachamim, l'chura shouldn't need this. According to Chacham, even if you stamp them, I'm selling you my bias, it should also be enough to show them the aliyah. Samura says, no, it could be afilu teimer rabbonin. Maybe this halacha goes even according to the rabbonin shita. But what's the pshat then? My aliyah. What does it mean that the meicher has the right to show the lakeach an aliyah? It doesn't mean mamish the upstairs, but maybe it means me'ula shababatim. He has to give him his best house, the best one of his houses that he has. Whereas maybe that's the pshat from the extra lashon. Since he said the bayis bebesi, you know what that means? A house in my house. You know what you meant to say? You meant to say the best house I have. So that would be pshat according to the rabbonin. Not that the pshat mareyu aliyah means then you're allowed to show him the attic. According to the rabbonin, even if you would have said stam bayis, also you can show him the upstairs. Because the upstairs is included in bayis. But this is telling you a new halacha. If you say an extra lashon that I'm going to sell you a house in my house, you know what that means? That means that I'm selling you the best house I have. Therefore, the lokeach has the right to say, you have to give me the me'ula shebavatim. So, the Mishnah. Ha'noidim min amita. Somebody makes an issa neder not to have enjoyment from a bed. So, halacha is muta v'dargish. He's allowed to enjoy a dargish. We'll see in the Gemara what a dargish is. Another type of a bed. But a dargish, that's muta. Tivri Rabbi Meir. No dargish bechlal mita. Therefore, if you make an issur there, they're not to have enjoyment from a bed. You're also to have enjoyment from a dargish also. But the opposite way, hanoidim in a dargish. If you speak out clearly, you're making the issur there, they're not to have enjoyment from this type of a bed, a dargish. Then everybody agrees, muta b'mita. With a regular bed, you're allowed to have the enjoyment. Because why did you speak out? Punkt a dargish. So you meant to exclude a normal bed. But just when you say you make a nisa neder from a regular bed, that's the machloikis that Ramea says you do not mean to include a dargish. The Chum say, no, a dargish is also included. Now the Gemara says, Alakasha, my dargish. What is this thing? What is this dargish? Is Alma Ula Ula says, Arso de Gada. You have a special bed in the house that's used for mazel tov. You have a special bed set aside for a good mazel. The Ran says, Arso in the bottom, third line from the bottom. Arso the God, the Ran says, Noigin hoyu lahatsiya mita la mazal abayis. They used to have one bed, who's a normal bed, but set aside just for the mazal of the house. God the mazal, but then we have a safe prayer, Dam Isha Yoitsis. God could leave a sonic loy. The kids, there was a special type of the couch that wasn't made to use, they didn't sit on it, it was just set aside, there should be a good mazal in the house. That's what this dargish is. So therefore, it's not included, according to Rav Meir, in a regular bed, because it wasn't used. It wasn't used to sit on. It was only used. It should be there for a good mazel. Omrulei Rabbanan Liula. So Rabbanan say back to Ula. Hoditanan. That's what we learned in Gemara Sanhedrin. Kishen Mevarin Oisai. When a Kohen Gadol was an oval, one of his mishpacha was niftah, that the Kohen Gadol had a sit shiva. So when they came back from the Kfura, they Mevarin. They used to make the first Suda, they would bring him food. Kishen Mavara Noisa, when they gave the Kohen Gadol teat, is by that first Suda, is Kola'o Misuben Aloritz. Everybody that came around the Kohen Gadol had to sit on the floor. For who Mesav Ala Dargish? But the Kohen Gadol punked now by the Sudas Havroah sat on the Dargish. So the kasher is, if you're telling me now a dagosh is a funny bed that's not used the whole year, only for good mazel in the house, so be so modern then. That kulisha so lo yosev alo. The whole year, punk, this bed is not used. This bed is set aside for good mazel, stand for a good luck charm, and it's not used in the house. And ahu yoyme yosev alo. And just this one day, when the Kohen Gadol, when he comes back from the Kfura, and he has to have a Sudis Havro, the first Sudi, you have to bring him food to eat. So then, punk that Sudi, he has to eat on a Dargish. Like, it doesn't make sense. So, Chur, this should be a proof that that's not what a Dargish is. So, Mora says, no, that's not a Kasha. Just, we find other halachas like this also. There's something special about the Sudis Havro. So, by the Sudis Havro, it could be, we have to give him a special place to sit. Like, Maskev Lo Ravine, Ravine has the Kasha back. Me, well, like, what's such a kasha? What do you have so hard to understand here? It's just like, me did he have, it's just like, a boss of a yain, like wine and a meat. The kula shasa the whole year, e boy ochel, vi boy le ochel. It's up to him. If he wants to eat his own, if not, he doesn't have to eat it. Oh, who yaima this day, anan yavinen le. A Sudis Havro is a special Indian. When you come back from the Kfura, the first Sudi you have, somebody else has to give it to you. Somebody else has to prepare that Sudi for you. So the kids, so you see there's something different about the Sudis Havro. So Mel, it's not such a kasha. Why punk this one Sudi you're supposed to eat on the sitting on the Dargish? But the Ran says, Kishoy Mavaro Nais Lekoyen Godel, Shiruloy Ovel, Omastisir Perakoyen Godel, Kulishos Le Yosevul Ad Achshav Lo Yosev Aloysimito Shreim Nachasel Yehid, Lissarabayis Vashdo Ovel, Yosev Not the Kasha. Well, the Terence is not such a Kasha. You find different halachas by the Sudis Havro, special halachas. This is also part of the special halacha. So Gemara says, Elo Ho Kasha. Elo might have another Kasha that's bothering me. If you tell me now this Dargish is a bed set aside for Mazel. The Tanya will learn like this. Dargish loyhoye kafeyu. Normal, the Gemara's times when used to sit Shiva, all 7 days used to turn the bed upside down. It used to be kafeyu, turn the bed upside down, because Damos the Minig was asleep on the floor, not on the bed, so we'll turn over the beds. But Zman is there, we don't do this, but Zman and Gemara used to turn over the beds. So it says, Dargish loyhoye kafeyu. The Dargish you do not have to turn over. El Zoykfa. Zoykfa, the Ran says, or the Rosh Chah, just leave it the way it is. Don't have to stand it up, just leave it the way it is. Now, v'yamrit arsa the gadhu, if you want to tell me now a dargish is kamat like a regular bed, a regular couch, just that it's set aside, not to be used, it's set aside for good mazel, but so what? For a time you learned that ha'koifa es mitosai, that we say when you're a novel, you're sitting shiva, you're supposed to turn over the beds in the house, so it says there, loy mitosai bevatu ha'koifa. It's not only your bed that the oval sleeps on, he has to turn over. Any bed that he has in the house, he has to turn over also. So the question is then, if a dargish is a regular bed, so you should also have to turn it over. How come here it says, you leave it alone, you don't have to turn it over? So more says, hold a kasha. Hey, that's also not such a big kasha. That's not a steer to where we